Providing safe harbor in a storm, hopefully that's what family is for. But when your safe harbor gets turned into a tornado, it's time to ask Auntie. We're talking about the delicate balance of supporting someone you love in a time of need while still making sure you're also taking care of yourself. So welcome to Your Aunties, journalist and executive director of Screen Careers, Denise Erickson. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Bev.
And comedy writer, Beck Shaw. Welcome, Beck.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. Okay, Denise, Beck, first we do a little bit of gut check. So Denise, how often have you been that person helping someone else through a crisis?
Quite a lot. Okay. Quite a lot. And it's a role I really enjoy, but it is taxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much so.
You are a first-time auntie. Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much.
Please tell me, what about you? What's your role in helping others through a crisis?
I think similarly, I've been in that position quite a few times. It's a hard world out there.
It is a hard world out there. As we just learned from 45 yes. minutes of talking about how to be an adult.
Exactly.
Let's get on to today's dilemma, which is sent in by Daphne. And this is what Daphne writes in her first chapter. Recently, my brother separated from his wife of 15 years with whom he has three kids, and it's been incredibly difficult. Although he'll be staying in the family home, as final living arrangements are being sorted, he and his ex-wife are nesting, that's in quotes, meaning the kids stay in their place with whichever parent is on duty while the off-duty parent stays elsewhere, which for my baby brother is our house. The only thing is that my husband is incredibly neat and my brother is the opposite, often leaving a trail of open cupboards, breakfast mess, mugs of coffee as he moves from the kitchen to my husband's office where he's staying. Okay, Denise, what are you picturing? What is your gut response to this scenario so far? What do you instinctively relate to?
Oh, I totally relate to the brother. I've been through a divorce and it's so painful for people. Mm. And, you know, you get stuck in your own grief. You're struggling to find your way through an awful situation, regardless of the background and the causes. So I'm feeling for the brother here very strongly.
Okay. Beck, what about you? How are you responding to this description from Daphne?
I have empathy, a lot of empathy for the brother and also some for the husband.
Some for the husband, okay.
A little bit. I mean, it sounds, if he's sleeping in the office, it doesn't sound like they have a lot of room. So it sounds like, you know, it could have a big impact on the husband. But also, I would feel more generous in that moment, obviously, with someone going through such a hard time. So you'd sort of try to put that on the back burner, I would guess.
Yeah. Denise, what are your usual expectations of a house guest?
Oh, quite high. Not in a traumatic situation necessarily, but even that does creep in there sometimes. But I like to have rules for my house guests, partly because I live on my own and I love that. So for someone coming into my space, it's quite an invasion. I have my daughter-in-law's dad stays with me for 3 months of the year from the UK. Mm. And I really enjoy his company because he's incredibly respectful. But also I have laid down the rules. He has to cook twice a week at least. He has to help with the cleaning. And he loves all that.
Well, three months is a long time.
It is a long time.
Fair enough. Mm. Beck, what about you? Expectations of a house guest, but then a relationship breakup situation, how might that mitigate those expectations?
Yeah, I think it all depends. You know, if someone's coming to stay with you for a holiday compared to going through a tragic time in their life, I feel like I would have different expectations. But generally, I live in a share house. So I think it. And we actually do have a little spare room that we keep for people to stay in through things like this or whatever. And mainly my main thing is just keep your mess in your room. Mm. But in this case, they don't. It's a shared office, so they don't really have that. Close the door and forget about it.
Let's get back to Daphne, where there's a second part to this dilemma. Daphne says, I know it's fair to expect a house guest to stay tidy, but my brother has ADHD, and when he's stressed, he becomes particularly forgetful and careless. Mm-hmm. Later, when he's got the brain space, he'll apologize profusely and he'll often try to backtrack tidy. But by then, my husband, whose own anxiety is triggered by mess, has often picked things up. My husband, who I also know loves my brother dearly, says he doesn't mind. But the other morning, I saw him clearing my brother's cereal globs from the sink strainer, and I know he finds this particularly yuck. Later, I came home to find him working from the kitchen table because my brother was so stressed he'd forgotten to leave the office as we'd planned for my husband's work from home day. And I could tell from his face he was not happy. Aunties, back to you. Okay, Denise, how are the vibes now?
Oh, the vibes are pretty. They're heating up, Bev. I'm not feeling good about these vibes right now. I think there's a couple of things going on here. One is I wonder if Daphne needs to sit down with her husband and actually work out what is annoying him and what she fears is annoying him. Because that conversation will then dictate what has to happen next. And I think that conversation, it's terribly easy to misinterpret when you're feeling stressed and your husband is feeling stressed. It's very easy to misinterpret. Sit down, the two of you, and have a conversation about what really is annoying him and what doesn't.
Okay, so back over to you. We have this new information. Brother has ADHD. Daphne's husband has anxiety. It's a very 2020s mix, if you ask me. If you're Daphne and you feel like you're caught in the middle, what is your radar picking up? And I'd also like to hear your response to Denise, because I think it's interesting how Daphne might be so hypervigilant that she's maybe possibly making things harder for herself.
Well, I think there's a clue in it where that she's like, I could tell by his face that he was upset. And I'm like, why can't you tell from his words that he's upset? I think that is a part of it where she seems to be trying to manage other people's experience without actually sitting down and being like, what is your experience? To me, it sounds a bit like I have a lot of empathy. My partner has ADHD. She would like me to say it's undiagnosed and I need to say she has it. But I do have a lot of empathy. I know that ADHD and going through this sort of hard time isn't, like, I do think that does affect him and he's not just being rude. But I do think that she needs to explicitly talk to both of them, because the sense I get from the husband, and I have been there as well, is that you want to be on board and you're trying to be on board, but also it's triggering your own issues. And so then you become like a passive aggressive type of thing where people know that you're upset, but you're not saying it and you're trying to be good, but it's not working. So yeah, I think sitting down and saying like, what is the problem? What can we do is probably the best solution.
Very good advice. Now, Denise, there's a final chapter, but I just want to get your quick take here because I think it is a thing. How do you see gender playing a role here? Because Daphne is the woman, there's two men who are like not quite gelling in their habits, and she feels stressed by them both. I feel like there's a sense that she needs to be the fixer, but does she?
A, she doesn't need to be the fixer. And I think that when you're a caring person, male or female, that you do get caught up in this, oh my God, I've got to make sure everybody's all right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. It's a very woman thing, but she doesn't have to wear that hat. She can just go, no, I'm sorry. We're going to talk about this because it's stressing me out and I don't want to have
that. Or just go upstairs and read a book. Or in your bedroom, wherever it may be. Daphne's final chapter for you, aunties, this is how it goes. Initially, this arrangement was meant to last a month, but recently my brother found out the nesting period has been extended. Obviously, I cannot imagine having him stay anywhere else. But I also thought this would be a good time to subtly mention that his house habits are making my husband bonkers. But then I noticed he seems visibly shaken by the recent interactions with his ex, which has made me hold back from raising the cleaning situation. Is it selfish to prioritize house chores? I'm worried that if I don't say something, my husband might snap. But I also don't want my brother to feel unwelcome. Okay, Beck, timeline has been extended. I'm interested in the language that she's using. Mm. It's kind of seeing things in kind of escalated terms. I want your take on how she's reading it.
Yeah, I think she's, again, it's just things that you're picking up and then it sort of goes into you and then you start to fill in the blanks and imagine what's going to happen and what everyone is feeling and guessing, where I think there is a way to just have these direct conversations, especially with your husband and your brother. I feel like those are two people that you, obviously everyone, I think, everyone cares about everyone in this scenario, so there is a way to work things out. And she's sort of taking it upon herself to take everyone's stress and then escalate that in her brain to what might happen instead of just focusing on, you know, her brother has ADHD. How can I? That doesn't mean that you just get a pass on being really messy in a small house that someone's letting you stay in. But I think there are ways for her to be like, okay, how can I, like, what can we set up for my brother to, like, help him be better in the house? And can I talk to my husband about what he's actually feeling and actually get a read on where he is instead of reading his body language and deciding, I guess.
Yeah, and Denise, to Beck's point, let's talk about the brother. Yes, he's going through a hard time. Yes, he has ADHD, but will he really lose it, as Daphne imagines, if she simply asks him to be a bit tighter? Do you think that that's a fair ask?
I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I mean, I've got close family experience with ADHD in my own family. And, you know, they benefit from rules, actually. Like, lay it out. But, you know, I think that you've got to communicate that. But I don't think that should be messed up with how long is he going to stay. Because I think if someone came to me and said, now, look, you really, you know, don't leave your cereal stuff in the sink, mate, and then had a lovely discussion about how long I was going to stay, I'd feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
So I think that it's have the discussion about the house rules and don't fear the ADHD. It's just part of who they are. Mm. But the next question is, mate, we've got to talk about how long you think this is going to go on for.
Mm. Maybe it's a staged conversation, so it doesn't feel like an ultimatum.
Absolutely staged. Yeah. Please don't mix them together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Beck Shaw, you've done stunningly as your first-time auntie outing. I hope that you can come back and join us again in 2026.
Absolutely.
Denise Erickson, always a joy to have you on with your wisdom. Nice to see you in the studio.
Lovely
as
to
well.
See you, Bev.
Big thank you to Denise Erickson, journalist and mentor to emerging artists in the screen industry, and comedy writer Beck Shaw. Our aunties, if you have a vexing dilemma that needs our help, having people talk it out can be very cathartic. Our aunties are here for you, and we will be collecting your dilemmas over the summer break. So please do continue writing them up and sending them to lifematters@abc.net.au. That's lifematters@abc.net.au. Put Ask Auntie in the subject line. We'll get our aunties on the case.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.